Five Chemicals Produced by Subliving Entities, by Krishna's Mercy.
Sarvayonishu Konte Murtaya Sambhavanti Yara Tasa Brahma Mehed Yonir Aham Bija Pradha Pita.
Quoth, it should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 14.4.
1. Lemons from the tree.
You like lemon juice? It comes from the lemon itself. You cut it open and then squeeze the juice out. The juice is just there, that is part of what makes a fruit magical. The fruit grows on a tree. The tree was once a seed. The seed comes to life and produces fruits. There is perfect packaging already taken care of, with the peel and the fiber inside. Without life, there is no question of lemons appearing.
2. Nails on the feet.
I cut my toenails today. Probably not something you want to hear about, but you did ask what I was doing before. They had grown too long. Don't worry, they will grow back. I wish they would stay at one length for good, but that is not the case.
3. Hair on the head.
Every 6 months. It is like a refresh. I start over. I cut all the hair off my head. You should not be too alarmed. Everything will grow back, in sufficient time. I notice that if I am more active, such with playing sports, the hair grows back at a faster pace. Don't ask me to explain the science behind that.
4. Honey from the bees.
The bees make honey. They use the pollen from flowers. At least I think that is what takes place. I am not an expert on the matter. No one has to manage the process either. It is not like a newsletter gets delivered to the local bees telling them it is time to start producing. They just know.
5. Milk from the cows.
The cow is so nice. Offer a little protection. Some love. Some care. Keep some of its children around and you will get more milk than you would know what to do with. Don't buy into that nonsense that cows barely produce anything or that human beings are somehow stealing what the calves would otherwise drink. One cow can feed an entire village, if necessary. I have witnessed it personally.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that it is more rational to conclude that chemicals come from life than the other way around. There is the explanation in terms of the spiritual science presented in the Vedas. There is the concept of an origin, in the way that we can somewhat comprehend. That origin, the Adi of everything, is one way to identify God. He is the cause of all causes, Sarvakaranakaranam. In the absence of authorized information, we might speculate in this direction or that. Those who are firmly against God, envious of even the concept that they attribute to make-believe or mythology, say that life comes from chemicals. You see, there was this explosion that took place at some time, and that is what created the universe. There is no explanation for why the same explosion cannot be recreated. At least produce something like the sun, which is fixed in position and produces endless heat and light without any external source of energy. Somehow the chemicals evolved into species, which then evolved on their own, but only a subset. There is no explanation for the mechanism of such evolution, for why only certain members within a species grow a new hand or leg and other members remain as they are, for billions of years. We see from the above review that so many chemicals get produced by life. Without the life force within the tree, there is no question of finding lemons. The hair and nails will only regrow when the person is alive. Once the vital force inside, the spirit soul, has left, then the reproducing cycle of chemicals and matter ceases. This review is also a way to further appreciate the Almighty. We are limited in our potency. We are limited in our sphere of influence. We are limited in our duration of vibrancy. As they say, life is short. We can only produce within a certain range of settings. We are like subliving entities in this regard. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the full and complete spiritual force. He can create everything and with minimal effort. He is not bound by the work either. It is not like he is implicated in the ups and downs, the highs and lows, the triumphs and the tragedies, the emergence of good or the descension into evil.
Yadyadvibhutimat sattvam shrim durjitmeva. Tattadevav gach tvam mam tejor sambhavam.
Quote, know that all beautiful, glorious, and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 10.41.
Life comes from the original life force. We have the ability to inquire. This is the gift accompanying the human birth. We can ask questions. We can seek out the truth. We can look for the origin. We can even identify something like an origin. For these questions and more, Sri Krishna is the answer. He is the origin of everything, including the highest system of knowledge, which dispels ignorance. In closing, chemicals not reacting alone. Truth and wisdom tradition known. Responsible is he. For good and bad to see. Like for myself growing hair. Only when life force is there. Krishna in original cause a seat. With highest potency complete.